This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of Brazilians took to the streets Saturday to demand the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro, who is facing increasing pressure as the pandemic exacts a devastating toll on his country. In Rio de Janeiro and elsewhere, protesters complained about Brazil's late-starting vaccination program and high unemployment rate, and demanded more emergency aid for poor people grappling with the pandemic. Brazil has suffered nearly 550,000 deaths because of COVID-19, a toll surpassed only by the United States, which has almost 120 million more people. Bolsonaro has been famously dismissive of the health crisis, the need to wear face masks, and lockdown measures to halt the spread of the virus. Out-of-state crews headed to Montana Saturday to battle a fire that injured five firefighters as the West struggled with a series of blazes that have ravaged rural lands and destroyed homes. In Butte County, California, the Dixie Fire continued to burn in rugged and remote terrain, hampering firefighters' efforts to contain the blaze as it grows eastward, becoming the state's largest wildfire so far this year. In a briefing, CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Merrick Fields says that firefighters have a plan and are battling the Dixie blaze.
Yes, we've got a big fire out here, but we're making progress on it. We've still got a lot of work in front of us, but we've got a solid plan, and we're going to pull that off in the next 4 or 5 days.
More than 85 large wildfires were burning around the country as of Saturday, most of them in the western states, and they had burned more than 553,000 hectares of land. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday enforced an indefinite nighttime curfew across most of the country as government forces struggled to curb Taliban advances. A spokesperson for the Afghan Interior Ministry told VOA that all provinces have been placed under the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew, with the exception of Kabul, Nangarhar, and Panjshir provinces. The Taliban unleashed a widespread offensive in early May when the United States and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops out of Afghanistan. Since then, the insurgents have overrun more than half of roughly 420 Afghan districts without a fight in many cases. New floods have again swamped areas of Belgium and washed away cars as a wave of thunderstorms and heavy rain hit the country Saturday. The French-speaking provinces of Namur and Walloon-Brabant outside Brussels were particularly hard hit. They had already been impacted by the devastating floods that left 36 people dead and 7 missing in the nation, with 11.5 million inhabitants. Belgium's crisis center issued a warning to the population as the bad weather is expected to last for several days. As Typhoon Infah heads towards eastern China, airline flights in the area have been canceled after the monstrous storm dumped heavy rain on Taiwan. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Provincial weather reports have forecast that Typhoon Infah will hit Zhejiang province south of Shanghai. The storm has sustained winds of up to 95 miles per hour, with gusts up to 120 miles per hour as it moved away from Taiwan, heading northwest towards eastern China. Schools, markets and businesses in Zhejiang were ordered to close. Road traffic was to be suspended when necessary, and large container ships were evacuated from Yangshan port in Shanghai. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of new COVID-19 cases across the United States has tripled in the past month, yet several states have scaled back their reporting on the virus. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The quick spread of the Delta variant among unvaccinated people has pushed the average number of new COVID-19 cases from less than 12,000 a day nationwide a month ago to nearly 38,000 this week. But Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota are now reporting their numbers weekly rather than daily, complicating efforts to track the summer surge. In Nebraska, the state actually stopped reporting on the virus altogether for 2 weeks after Governor Pete Ricketts declared an end to the official virus emergency. And while some officials describe the moves as part of a return to normal, Florida has seen a 65% jump in hospitalizations this week. I'm Ben Thomas.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.